I catch myself watching his lips as he speaks. My mind runs rampant as I catch glimpses of his tongue darting around the inside of his mouth. His lips are perfectly framed with scruff. I am fascinated by the color variations of light and dark grays. I have no idea what he just said, but I continue to nod along with the conversation. I wish I was still wearing a face mask. I'm pretty sure the flush of color running up the back of his neck started when he caught sight of me biting my lip as I was watching his lips curve and caress each word as he spoke. Slowly, I shift in my seat, tightly pressing my thighs together. For the briefest of moments, I let myself revel in the feeling. But that was a mistake. Now I can feel a slickness forming between my legs. Immediately, my face begins to flush. I glance up to find him staring at me, still speaking, but definitely staring at me. The corner of his lip is curved upwards, showing the tiniest of grins. There's no doubt he's seen the rush of color flash across my face. My brain is in a battle between paying attention to the meeting and this madness. Standing across from me as I watch his hands grip the back of the empty chair, my ears pick up the subtle sound of the fake leather giving way under his grasp. I squeeze my thighs together tighter as my mind wanders down a new path. This time, instead of watching his lips, I'm watching his hands. The way his fingers dart along the whiteboard when he's writing, or the way he draws imaginary circles to highlight key points. I can't help but imagine his fingers circling around my nipples, causing them to stand at attention. Looking down, I can see them poking through the fabric of my blouse. I slouch in my seat, hoping the fabric will drape differently and hide them. But he's noticed my change in posture and has cracked some joke about how this meeting will wrap up shortly. Almost sheepishly, he apologizes for taking up so much time. But I don't want the meeting to end. I want to continue hearing this deep vibrato in his voice as he speaks. My ears follow along, catching those in-between moments when he takes a breath. And once again, I'm lost. Lost imagining feeling his breath against my ear as he continues talking. I can't help but wonder, is he the dominant type? Would he naturally refer to me as his little one or baby girl? Would he tell me to moan for him like a good girl while he does unspeakable things to my body? He's approaching the table again, asking if anyone has any questions. Collectively, the group shakes their heads no, and chatter begins as people start gathering up their belongings. My sex-fogged brain is screaming for release, a release only this man can give. It's reluctant to move. Slowly, my hands reach for my pen. The room is almost empty. He's gathering his belongings but staring straight directly at me. My breath catches and my pulse quickens. He smiles. It's something between a smirk and a smile. Playful, but not overstepping any professional boundaries. "You must be hungry," he said, pointing at my mouth. "Not particularly," I could answer, confused as to why he would ask. "Why? Do I look hungry?" "Yes, but it would probably be better for you to have something else in your mouth besides that pin." His words hung in the air, taking their sweet time, floating across the table to me. Something else in my mouth. Something else. "Oh, like what?" The words escaped my lips. His smirk changed from playful to predatory. I felt the hairs on the back of my neck stand up. We were the only ones left in the conference room, and yet the air felt stuffy. I cleared my throat. I stuttered. With clear intention, he moved towards me. I could feel the flush returning to my cheeks. His eyes met mine and I felt my body freeze. Such bold words, and now blushing. I looked away. The weight of his gaze was too much. He began to absently drum his fingers on the table next to mine. "How about you and I head out and grab a bite? I just thought of a special project I think you'd be perfect for."